Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeIncTV. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgingtv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudgeinc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.
Welcome to Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Talk Radio. My weekend was fantabulous, and I hope yours was the same. There was a lot of action in Macon, a.k.a. the Zoo, on Saturday, and even more on Sunday in Montgomery, Alabama. Shouts go out to Dolomite, the new top sportsman. Congrats, Dolomite. Upcoming events are as follows. This Sunday, May 26th, 901 Bad Boys will host a weekend in Holly Springs, Mississippi. Alley Cat will be hosting an event at Houston Motorsports in Texas. Edmund Mr. Five Speed Hall will be hosting an event in Montgomery, Alabama, and Quick will be having a race in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Rolling into the month of June, on Saturday, June 15th, Lil Tony will be hosting an event at US 131 Martin, Michigan Showdown in Motown. On that following Sunday, June 16th, 901 Bad Boys will be hosting an event in Holly Springs, Mississippi. Welcome to tonight's show, guys. Mississippi Joe, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, lady? How you doing, baby?
I'm very well. How was your weekend?
Blessed, as always.
All righty. Bread Man, how are you?
Lady A, how you doing? How you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
I can't complain. I'm doing fine as well. I'm doing fine.
That's wonderful. How was your weekend?
It was lovely. I'm looking for another one like that one.
Well, all right.
Brent, what's going on, Bo?
Man, everything chicken but the bone. That's chicken right on. How about yourself?
Oh, man, it's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep them going under.
Oh, watch out.
Boy, Brent, I'm so tired. You know, how you be so tired sometimes you have to laugh to keep from crying.
That's right.
That's one of them days with me, man. Tired, man. If you don't mind, Brent, I'd like for you to do the honors, you know, the man, the king of all kings, pay him his respects because he is so amazing. Would you do the honors and give us a good prayer, Brent, please?
Oh, sure. I got a little something special today. Reading from one of these 1 minute devotions books. I thought this was something very inspirational to me. It's actually, if y'all pick one of these Grace for a Moment up, I like to read these from day to day. It really inspires you. So I'm going to read from that. Then we'll go right into the prayer. From time to time, it is necessary to take a break in order to refresh yourself and prevent burnout. Jesus often withdrew himself from the masses and from society so that he could be alone with his Father. It is even more necessary for us to spend time with our Heavenly Father. It is in those precious moments when you spend quiet time with God that you will discover the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. He will fill the empty reservoirs of your life, and you will return to the world refreshed, bearing testimony of him with the new strength and energy that you have drawn from the source. Let's go, let's bow our heads for prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, giving thanks for allowing us to be in the midst of another Friday, oh, Heavenly Father. We ask that this upcoming weekend that you continue to just look after us, oh, Heavenly Father. Keep us safe from hurt, harm, or danger. Only, Father, just touch every listener tonight and allow them to just know that with you, O Heavenly Father, all things are possible. We ask that for all the travelers on the road, just allow them to get to where they're going. Allow them to enjoy family time with one another this Memorial Day weekend, O Heavenly Father. Allow every race promoter to get the people in which they want inside to have a good show for them, O Heavenly Father. Allow each racer that is racing this weekend to just be as safe as possible. Let their cars perform to the best of their ability, O Heavenly Father. Let the fans enjoy the shows. For every family member that is ill, heal them, O Heavenly Father. For every child that is sick, heal them as well. For everyone that has illnesses within them, O Heavenly Father, heal them as well, O Heavenly Father. O Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. We want to say, O Heavenly Father, continue to just bless our families. Increase our income, O Heavenly Father, and help every job situation that we may have going on in our life, O Heavenly Father, just increase that as well. If it's bad, make it better. If it's better, make it better than that, O Heavenly Father. We want to say thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well done. Well done, Brent. Well done. Well, Brent, what you got up for the weekend, man?
Well, my brother, I'm just going to you know what I mean? Things looking real good at the job, and I'm going to probably do what I do, you know what I mean? Go in and take care of business. Other than that, you know what I mean? It's just getting ready. My son getting ready to graduate, and we got some things to do on our end and enjoy one another while he's here. So I'm going to make it do what it do, Bo. What about yourself?
Well, Bo, X-rated. And Rated Ace Racing has called me and asked me to MC the show out at Hub City Dragway for them tomorrow. So I got to be out there to do that tomorrow. That's Hub City Dragway, ladies and gentlemen, Hattiesburg, Mississippi. It's going down, Rated Ace Racing, Quick Racing. If you want to come holler at your boy, Mississippi Joe, ladies and gentlemen, because that's where I be. So that's what I got going on, Brett.
Hey, that sound good. That sound good.
Yeah, I got the phone call yesterday. They want me to come out there and let them see the show and run the classes and et cetera, et cetera. So that's where I be, Brett. If the creek don't rise, that's where I be.
That sound good. That sound good. What you do? What we got going on tonight, Bo? What we looking like?
Well, Brett, I've been thinking about how no matter how good these good races be with the shootouts, you still got a lot of people griping about the shootouts. And I just want to set the record straight tonight, so I hope everybody paying attention, because I'm about to tell everybody in the grudge world who's listening and paying attention, I'm about to tell everybody how to kind of eat the corn. Did you hear what I said, Brad?
Come one more time, because it sounds like you said something about corn.
Yeah, I'm about to tell everybody how the cow eat the corn. And
wait,
that is this. Shootouts are not good for the game. They are great for the game. Only thing I would like to see the grudge racers do is bet a little bit more money on the side, you know, so it can be even more exciting. You know, I know they're betting on the side, but bet a little bit more money to the two racers. You understand what I'm saying? And then it would be all the way grudge. Nobody couldn't say it wasn't a grudge race. And I want to add one more thing to this, Brandon, and I'm going to let you speak because you know I'm long-winded. But tonight, you ain't going to have no problem talking tonight because I'm tired. Brad, I forgot what I was
going to
say. Go ahead, man.
Well, I'm glad you had that right there. We'll roll with that. I wanted to add to that. I want to have an A and a B question. My theme tonight was going to be, is it offensive for two people in the shootout for one driver to approach another driver and ask him if he want to put a little something extra on that particular round? So y'all got two nice things. The shootout is great. The shootout is awesome. We saw that Saturday. Good God Almighty.
Ooh. Yeah, Sunday you mean, Brent?
Yeah.
Sunday and Saturday.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. The shootouts are awesome. But do y'all feel it's offensive to walk over to the other driver and ask, do y'all want to put an extra five on top of this round right here? So, you know what I mean? My opinion, you'll get at the end of the show. With that being said, I want to say, man, whew, everybody that I shook their hand in Montgomery, I want to say, man, hey, I look forward to doing it again. I had a ball. Mississippi Joe, he showed me a good time. He took care of your boy up there. Man, I didn't need for nothing, man. Good God Almighty. MJ, you got it going on.
Well, you know, man, like I tell everybody, Brad, and as you already know, God is amazing. That's what makes it possible for MJ to move and groove the way that he does.
Right.
God is amazing. Yeah. But, Brent, I had a good something I was going to throw out there. But, Brent, if you would like to go to the lines right now, we can, because it's going to be a real short show today, Brent. Tonight, real short. Most of the upcoming events was done on, late. They got them going automatically for us, so. Unless anybody else has something to say, if they don't come on, hit the one button. We do with that. That's over now, Brad.
Moving right along.
Yeah. So take it on to the phone line, Brad, if you don't mind, sir.
What we looking like, Lady A?
Key, your mic is open.
Good evening, Lady A. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. And the little one?
He's wonderful. Thank you for asking.
That's good. How you doing there, Brad, man, in Mississippi, Joe?
Man, life is good. What about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. I survived a tornado last weekend, but I'm doing all right.
We glad to hear that.
Yeah, it chased me from the racetrack, Joe.
Well, we glad to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
But now,
kid, yeah.
Just a little input on this so we can keep it moving, man. We got a short show call. We tried to get everybody in a short time, so we're going to have to roll.
All right, then. I hear you. I hear you. Yeah, the shootouts are really good for the game, you know, and there's nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. You know, if you want to ask the other driver, you know, you want to bet an extra $200 or $300 to see if I can beat you or this, that, and the other. I figure that's, you know, well within its means.
Hey, let me say this while I can remember it. Brett, man, I forgot, but I remember this, so please let me say this. By the way, Brett, man, this is to you and the audience, listening audience, can speak on if they want to. By the way, nobody in them shootouts are trying to lose. They're racing those shootouts just like it's a grudge race. They're trying to win. So you got some of these grudge races come on, oh, man, that was in the shootout. Oh, man, that was in the shootout. Kiss my butt.
Exactly.
They trying to win, Brad, just like a grudge race. Do you agree to that, Brad?
Yes, I would agree.
All right, I'm through with that. That's all. That's what I wanted to add. Do you agree to that, kid?
I wholeheartedly agree, Joe.
Because now that pride is something else.
You got that right.
It's something
yep,
else
so
now, Bo.
You got that right.
A lot of them, you know how a lot of them say, oh, man, that was a shootout. Oh, it wasn't no, you know, baloney. Now, go ahead, kid. I'm sorry.
Right, go ahead. I'm going to sit back and listen to the rest of the show, Joe.
Okay. Well, all brother, right. Man, do what you do, baby.
What we looking like? What we looking like, Lady?
Hey, I'm saying, Kevin.
Jeff, your mic is open.
Hey, darling, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm just listening, but I'm putting it on mute.
Okay. Just a moment. Dolomite, your mic is open.
Well, good evening, Joe. I'm on the road, man. I'm hoping that you can hear me. Good evening, Joe. Lady A, how are you doing this evening, Bread Man?
Hello.
Yeah. The champ.
The champ is like bread sick.
Yeah, appreciate that, bro. I appreciate that. I was just listening in while I was on these highways and byways. Hey, Joe, I was speaking to your brother, T.L., who... enlighten me on I'm going just on the other side of Memphis, and Holly Springs is about what, 30-40 minutes from Memphis.
Right.
So guess where I'm gonna be tomorrow hanging out and who I'm gonna be hanging out with. I'm gonna be in Memphis and Holly Springs hanging out, and I think I'm gonna do a little shooting while I'm there, since it was something that I ain't really a plan on. I'm going to a family reunion, and it's about you know, a little bit from the track. So I'm going to be in Holly Springs tomorrow enjoying the festivities with 901 Bad Boy and Mike Hill in the game.
Okay.
I sure wish, you know, I know you got invited the other way, and that kind of sort of damper that, but, I'll be hanging out with your brother tomorrow, man, and I appreciate everybody, all the congratulations, too, on the award and everything. And we're going to be ready to get this thing going again within 30 days and put it back up and give somebody else a shot, win, lose, draw. We're going to keep this thing going. Now, your question, Joe, which was, is shootouts good for the game? Shootouts are the best thing for the game. Let me explain to you why. Let me tell you what you get with shootouts that might be hindsight that might not be recognized right now. Number one. You get two guys that you might want to see as a dream matchup, but because they got the same cars in that shootout, guess what? You get a chance to see them without waiting for them to try to lock up. It's already going to be there for you. They pull each other out the head. Next thing you know, you got the two guys that you would love to see run that may not have run because of whatever technicality here, can't be at that track, all the stuff you get with grudge races. When they in no shootout, they're all in the same place at the same time, throwing down at the same time. So shootouts are good for the game. That's one thing that the fans get a chance to enjoy, you know. And, right now, shootouts are the game. They're exciting. Everybody gear up for them. When they pull around in the lane, You can see how the fans and everybody is up on the fence, you know, or waiting to see how this gonna turn out, waiting to see who gonna, you know, who got who. I mean, it's exciting for the fans now. They not only are they getting the chance to see one grudge race or one pair of races go down the track, they're able to see three and four, you know, of the big shots and all of them in the same place getting out. You ain't got to worry about will they race when they all in the same place. In the shootout, they will race. So, you know, for the fans' perspective, it's great excitement for them. They like to see their favorite guy go up against all the guys and knock them off. And I think it ain't head-to-head grudge racing, you know, because ain't no money out the pocket. But them boys racing to get that money. Because if you don't win, if you get put out the first round, second round, whatever, you go to the trailer with nothing. You know, think about that. Them guys going to the trailer with nothing if they lose. So it ain't grudge racing out your pocket. But, boy, everybody trying to win. I can tell you that. What do you think about that, Joe?
Oh, you hit it right on the head. Brad was saying the same thing. But you didn't answer Brad, man. Other question he threw in there is going to your opponent, whoever you may be racing, asking him if that $500 or more, is that good for the game or bad for the game? Is that correct, Brad? Is that what you put out the trick?
That is correct.
That's excellent. Because if you go to your opponent and you ask them to put a little something on the top and go after it, guess what? Now, what do you call that, a grudge race now? So that's what I'm saying. See, these shootouts are fan pleasers, man. They really are. And on top of that, I mean, it's grudge racing without putting money out your pocket. And if you go take the bread man approach and you go to your opponent and say, man, let's put a $500,000 whatever and go for it, so me and you got to run anyway, I mean, what do you call it when they do that? You got to call it a grudge race. But it's within a shootout. So shootout and grudge racing, they go hand in hand these days because most of the time the guys are betting anyway because it's somebody that they might have wanted anyway, which is in the same class. So I think it's great for the game. That's just
right.
My opinion. I'm one man with an opinion.
Well, let me ask you this right here. Double Mike. I feel like it's very offensive. If I get in the season, I'm in the shootout because I have money to get for a thousand. I don't know what somebody, you know, make me make
it. Oh, Red, we can't hear you.
Red, man, we're having a problem hearing you.
Yeah, you bring on me. One of
no, that's Dolomite. Go to mute right quick, Dolomite.
All right, it was break.
Dolomite must got his damn money now or something.
Yeah, he ain't got no. I know that. He got a nice truck. I know that thing got AC.
Damn right, Dolomite. Stop being cheap. Let that one up there.
Boy, y'all hard on the brother.
Yeah, I knew you had that damn one down trying to talk. Let that ride in AC for a little while.
I'm,
you work hard and enjoy yourself, though.
I know, man. It feels good not to be at work. I'm going to tell you that right now, because this kind of weekend in the car business, you do not get out of there, boy. I'm happy to be off work. Ain't no doubt about it. Now, what was that question you had, Brett, man?
Well, I was responding to what you said about do I think it's offensive for me? And asked me to get something on the side, even though me and him are paired to race in the shootout. And to me, I'm just saying, me as a driver, if you walked over to me and you finna run in the shootout, Dolomite, and you walked over to me and say, Brad, man, let's put $1,000 on this race. To me, I will feel that's offensive because, for one, you playing mind games with me. You know what I mean? You insulted my intelligence, for one. I've already paid $250 to get in the shootout to run for the $5,000. Feel what I'm saying? So, to me, that would be quite offensive. You trying to play mind games with me. So now you're going to make me go get my money up and come back to you and say, well, let's just put $2,500 on it. Now, you know what I mean? For those that, you know what I mean, got it like that, man, now we talking about a real good race. You know what I mean? So that's just how I feel about what, you know.
She
what
got
I mean?
Me muted. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear
hey,
you.
All right, Brittman, let me tell you something about racing in general. And you know this to be a fact if you're racing. It doesn't matter. You can play all the games you want. It's up to the individual you're playing and with to accept the games you're playing. So in racing, period, not just grudge racing, racing, period, you try to get an advantage on your opponent. And if putting a little money up on the pot going to make him a little nervous, a red light, or whatever the case might be, that's good for the game because that is the game. You see where I'm coming from? I mean, your goal. Now, I ain't going to say that this is what happened to Bobby, but I'm going to tell you what I told Bobby, okay? And
okay.
Told him several times throughout the week. I told him. I said, I'm going to leave on you. I'm going to leave on you. I'm going to leave. I kept throwing it out there. I'm going to leave on you. Not only, let's bet on the lead, okay? Let's bet on the lead. And I told him, I said, you better throw everything you can at your motor. You better throw everything you can to it because I'm coming with all my guns. See, the game that I was playing at the time, and I might not need to be said, but I'm just saying, the game that I was playing at the time was a psychological warfare. Okay, you gain the advantage any way you can in anything that you do that's in the form of a competition.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So ain't nothing wrong with trying to get your man mind off the game where you can proceed to the next round and get that money. Because bottom line, it's about that money. And in that case, it was about that death. Now, Bobby is a professional racer. Bobby's been racing for years. And I think that it was just, something that, I don't know how to explain that, because that ain't typical Bobby, and you know that to be the fact, too. I mean, maybe he did have the slippery glove on from Tony Wright that his hand just slid off the butt. I don't know, but it kind of is what it is. But I kept throwing that out there. And you see a lot of racers do that. They go up to a guy and say, I bet you go red. Like, I mean, they just psychological warfare, baby. It's all about gaining whatever advantage you can to achieve the overall goal, which is win and move to the next round or win and get that money. You agree with that a little?
Well, that most definitely. I mean, that's the nature of competition, and especially when you're hungry. You know what I mean? When you come into a race, you're hungry. You know what I mean? That's what brings us to these tracks. We want to, you know what I mean, in our eyes, get a win. You know what
right.
I mean? I don't want use the words, but the words I use is I want to make somebody tap out. That's what I want to do. And that those are my words now, but you know what I mean? I hopefully no one take offense to it. But that's how I be thinking when I roll mine into the gate. Somebody going down. Last man standing type of mentality. So I understand wholeheartedly what you're, you know, getting at. But let me ask you this question, Dolomite.
Okay.
Are we going to see you in more shootouts? Is this
perfect question. Perfect question, bro. Let me tell you what we're trying to put together right now, not only for the fans, I mean, not only for us racers, but also for us fans. This is what we're trying to put together right now. We're trying to get a date, and we're going to do the same thing as the G-Bodies. I have the belt. Everybody wants to run me for the belt. Everybody feels that they have the right to run me for the belt. But here's one thing that they don't realize. I can't
hold on,
help everybody.
Hold on, Dole. I want to understand something before you go any further. Now,
okay.
You got the belt. In order for somebody to get the belt, they got to give a DP man $500 to lock it up, right? To lock it up.
That's right.
Before they get
that's
the belt.
Right.
Run you for the belt, right?
Right.
And so is that how this been going, or y'all just been doing their own thing?
We kind of, with that belt, been, I think everybody's been doing their own thing. Yeah, been doing their own thing. And I ain't got no problem with that. You know, it kind of is what it is, but, you know,
right.
And be what it be. But here's, again, one thing I'm trying to do, along with a couple of the gentlemen that are big names in the game, We're trying to come together right now, which is Nod and Big Claw. I'm throwing those names out there. But what we're trying to do right now, okay, is put together a shootout, big tie shootout now, because, you know, all of us guys got big ties. Now, here's something that fans been wanting to see. They've been wanting to see, you know, a little big tie action. They want to see pro mods, but we ain't quite there. And some of us maybe, but I'm just saying, we're going to put together a shootout, all right, and make it fair. Because, see, I can't run everybody. Although everybody wants to run me and everybody feels that deserves that they should have the next shot at the title, you know, I can't run everybody at the same time. I only can run one person. Okay, so we're going to do a shootout for the fans, all right? And the winner of the shootout get to run me for the belt. Now, that's good for the game. It's good for the fans, because guess what? Now they're going to see all of us in one place, you know what I mean, throwing down. Okay, I'm not sure if we're going to do it, run for the belt that same night, but we're going to get together. We're going to put together the guys that want to be in run for the belt, and we're going to put together in a shootout, let the fans enjoy it, and let the chips fall where they fall, and your ass get kicked. If I get my ass kicked, my ass just get kicked. I move back to the line, and we start it again. I think something that's going to be exciting for the fans. Go ahead.
I got some breaking news I want to share with you on Dolomite. Breadman and Dolomite, my co-host, and you, Dola. And I want y'all to reply. Some breaking news. I was at, last week I was somewhere, and a guy came up to me. He said, man, I just left from out of state. And that's a guy got a car they done built to run you. And they said, they going to kick your tail, Mississippi Joe. I said, well, you tell whoever it is, we don't care nothing about them. If they own 29, we don't care who it is. So the guy who delayed the message, I said, since you're going to get to be a good messenger boy, call him back and give him my message. If you're going to be good at what you do now. Now, if you're going to have to do it the way you did. You know what I mean? So he called the guy back. I don't know the guy from Adam. Still don't know who it is. And make a long story short, Tracy, Atomic Dog, called me with the guy on the phone. And it was the same guy who my partner was talking about from Texas. Done built a 29-inch car, told me he gonna whoop my tail. And Tracy said that the guys out there in Texas run Willie Bar. And he's not lying. They do. And you can't tell a guy how to build their car and what to put on it. They build it and they race it the way they want to. I said, sir, this is what I told the guy when I come down. Got him on the phone. Y'all tell me if I'm right or wrong. I said, sir, we will accommodate you and race you as long as you got a 29-inch tire with no wheelie bars. I said, we're not telling you how to build your car and what to put on your car. All we simply saying, if you got wheelie bars, you're not going to run us. Because common sense would tell you, if you want to race me, you've studied me. I don't know who you is from now. Don't know who you are. Now, maybe if I knew who you were, I might would try you with those wheelie bars. But I don't know nothing about you. Don't know who you are. Nothing. Don't care nothing about you if you don't have no wheelie bars on your car. Do you follow what I'm saying, though?
I got you on that.
Because I told him, I said, man, I got enough sense to know. If you want to run me, you got just what I got or more. So
well,
I can't
that's the
let
perfect
you,
comment.
I can't let you, hold on. I can't let you run your wheelie bars against me and that motherfucker run like a backhand car. If your tuner know how to tune it, you can bring all that shit on when you get ready, and it can ride the whole 330 up in the air on them wheelie bars, putting that power down. And I said, I can't let you do that, man. Now, if I knew who you was, or knew something about you, I might
somebody would tell you keep on your Willie Bob, but I don't know you or know nothing about that. Now, does that make common sense? Start with you, Brad. We're going to let Dole in. We're going to let Dole answer, speak last. Brad, man, you lost?
Well, I'm sitting here trying to put it all together. And you good at what you do, you know what I mean? I'm sitting up here looking at game, you know what I mean? Negotiation is everything in grudge racing. So you already, you know what I mean, getting them the setup right now.
I mean, but dude, was I right in your eyesight, though?
Most definitely, you know what I mean? I feel like, you know, that's what, here again, with grudge racing, you know what I mean? A lot of people, it's very hard to run some goats. That car to you is a goat. You never seen
it. That's right.
You don't even know who it is. It's a ghost, you know.
Right.
But when he go out there and, you know what I mean, maybe shake one down, you might tell him, you know what I mean, put an extra set of Willie bars down or whatever. You know what I mean?
There you go, Brad. You get my point. But
yeah.
And I also got enough sense to know if he want to run me, he not no play pretty. Coming off the door, he know I'm the real deal. You feel me?
Yeah, I got you.
So you have to be cautious. And now, Dola, we gonna let. I want to hear what you got to say about it, Dola.
Okay. Well, my thoughts on the subject is right on the line of what you're saying, Joe. Is that he has one thing you said that stuck out, and it's perfectly right. Is he didn't took all this time to study you and know
right. What
you about.
Right.
But he's not coming that way. He's going to come different. So what
right. That
tell you? Now, wait a minute. If you took all this time to study a man and know what it's going to take to whip him in your mind, okay, then you're going to come to him, step to him, not correct, incorrect? Come on, something ain't right with that picture altogether. You did the right thing. You told the man the right view. If you want to run me, you're going to run me the way I run and the way that we do things. I mean, otherwise, you just do what you do with your bars, you know, and maybe if I watch you a couple times, I might accommodate you, you know, but I don't know you from Adam. But you have studied me. You took the time. You didn't put in the research, but you want me to be the, you know, the dumb one in this situation and say, fine, let's go. Come on, that ain't even logical. It don't sound logical, but you know, his reality, you know, is his reality, you know. But you said the right thing with that. You said a mouthful. And anybody want to step to you, going to step to you to wake you up? You know, if they can't step to you the way you run, then really they're wasting time coming to you with Willie bars, and they know for sure that's not the way you run. You know what I mean? All that they can ask, I ain't faulting them for that. They got a right to ask. But you also have a right to tell them, not no, but hell no. Come the way I am and let's get to it. Otherwise, forget about it.
Right. You know, at the same time, I'm not telling them how to build their car or what to put on it. It's just that I'm not going to race you. Good luck,
right. You
know.
There you go.
Yeah, because, you know, one thing about it, when you're making power and you got a good tuner, if he can tune you in on them Willie bars and that other car don't have no Willie bar and he know how to tune, you're in a world of trouble. That car gonna run like a backhand car with them Willie bars on. You might well get ready.
Absolutely. Although I've looked at your car and it seemed like you got Willie bars when you leave. Everybody know that when you leave with Willie bars, you have an opportunity to put it down. So what you're saying is 100% right. That you get the, you know, one of them professional bad boy tuners that's out there, and there's a bunch of them. You know,
right.
You get those guys out there working the magic with them computers, boy, and have you standing up on them bars, and there's an advantage right there, and that may not be able to be made up on the other end. So be fair. If I have no bars, and you know that, now the key is You know that. He knew that.
Yeah.
So for him to come to you any other way is really a disrespect. I mean, he has the right to ask. I'm not saying that, but it's really a disrespect because you already took the time and research to understand this man don't run Willie Ball. And to come to him with Willie Ball saying I'm the same is almost ludicrous. You know, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's pretty crazy right there. I mean, like you say, you try to gain whatever advantage you can, but that advantage right there, only a dummy would take, you know, and I don't know what he thought you was, but it is what it is on that end. But he had a right to act.
He's supposed to shoot everything at me that he could, that he can, to try to get me, you know, to fall in his corner. But, you know, Dola, when I was a little boy, Brad Man and Dola, I was playing Pee Wee football. I'd never forget it. And I was just introduced to football. And my daddy was living in Chicago, and so my uncle, you know, gave me the money, paid my whatever I had to pay to play Pee Wee football. And I remember I got hit, and I got up slow. So my uncle pulled me to the side. He said, son, you want to play this. Now, either you going to be a chihuahua or a pit bull. I said, what you mean, huh? He said, boy, either you going to be tough or you going to be a sissy. He said, ain't no hitting this play and laying down the next play. It's go full blast every play. So as I got older, I brought that little term and that little saying and that little conversation that he had with me, to him again. He said, son, now that you're 10th grade, the little saying that I told you, it simply meant, are you going to be an alpha male, which is a leader, or are you going to be a chihuahua, which is a follower?
Hey, Joe, let me ask you a question, though.
Don't worry about who he is. You steal a chihuahua.
Well, you know, hey, man, they talk about Jesus. He died for us all. So, you know,
we ain't talking about Jesus. We talking about Jesus. We talking about the chihuahua.
Well, you entitled to call me what you want to, folks. I have to go along with it. That's just your opinion. You know what?
Yeah.
I may be a chihuahua, but I know one thing. My mama loved me.
I ain't say your mama didn't love you. I'm talking about you, chihuahua.
Oh, that's Bobby.
Oh, Bobby. Hey, do this goddamn mic.
I finally got the wrong.
Lady, if you don't bread man Mike, we're going to mute him.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, Mississippi Joe.
You're going to be muted, Brad. If you got him on the Brad, he's going to be muted. Or even Dola. I'm going to mute all of them.
He's on my
mic.
Hey, Dola Mike, he was in Montgomery.
Had $100 to my name.
I don't want to hear nothing about your $100. You feel chihuahua.
I said, listen, don't worry about it, little Glenn. I'm going to give you 59 and 50. I'm going to give you the 109, a half of it now, a half of it later, because Bobby Wildchild is going to race it. I'm going to bet on him. That's guaranteed money. Man, after Bobby got his ass whooped, my partner went to page me, man. And Bobby was looking over there watching him page me. He kept paying me. I said, damn, Bobby. You got me broke, man. I might have to catch another ride home. All I'm saying is, Bobby, you left me in a bad bind, man.
Hey, you know what Joe Simon say? You know what Joe Simon say? It be that way sometimes.
But, Bobby, I just never believed that you knew me like that. You know, Bobby, you always told me to call you Mr. Do-Right.
Joe.
Do-Right, man, yeah.
Joe, have you ever been in love? Have you ever just been in love? You thought that she was the best thing that you ever could, you know, this mind, this is all mine. And then sometimes you find out she yours and somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Bobby, you about to make me start crying. I'm having flashbacks. Don't do that, Bobby.
She done told you, she said, baby, you the best thing I ever had. I love you. Always will. You know, she said, I'm going to love you till the end of time. And you just got your all wrapped up, your emotion and everything. And all of a sudden, you see her over there sitting in the car with Dolomite. Just kissing on her.
But you know what, though, Bobby? That's all right. I'm gonna take it and call it all fair. And I'm going to call it fair. Because I know when you meet up, it's two jokers when you meet up with again. They got ass whooping coming. That's Dolomite.
You don't believe it.
That's Dolomite and that goddamn Tommy Dog, the way he picked at you that Monday. I mean, that's nothing. He got ass whooping coming, Tommy Dog, dude. Him and Dolomite, dude.
They want me out, too, boy. You know that. And then you did, too, Joe. You want me out, too. Y'all talking about me so bad. When I was going home, the ghost jumped out my truck. I still ain't find him. Dolomite, you got him over there with you? So he won't even come home. He's mad.
I think, you know what? Your buddy Bradman got mad at me the way I talked about you. He said, now, Joe, now why'd you have to say Bobby Wildchild was hold the record for holding the belt the shortest period of time? He said, why did you say that to Bobby, man, in front of all them people? That he got the record for holding the belt the shortest period of time. I said, man, I was on again. He said, man, don't do Bobby like that. Tell him what you said, Brad.
I have no comment, Joe, because he shouldn't have ran in. I'm going back to
what's that, Brad?
Hey, Joe, he mad with me, too. Bread man, he look at him. The ghost jumped out the truck, and Bread man ain't talking to him. I done lost all my friends. You know, I started at the bottom, and I'm still at the bottom.
Joe,
Joe, you know what my saying is, right?
Hold on a minute, Dolomite. Yeah. Let me tell the world what really happened. I called Bobby. I say, Bobby, it was 11:30. Say, I'm already on track, friend. I say, Bobby, what time you going to race? Because it's raining so hard, I started to turn around three times. It rained and rained and rained. Bobby said, I ain't going to run Dolomite till about 6 o'clock. I say, Bobby, if you going to run them, let me know now. I turn around. No, Brad, come on. Come on, Brad. So I get to the track. I hear everybody yelling, woo, good God Almighty. I pulls around there. I see Dolomite parachutes hanging out the back of the car. I say, good God Almighty, what done happened? I say, I know this can't be true. I'm going to tell you, when Bobby seen me, man, I'm going to tell you, when he leaned back on the trailer and put a hand over his head, like, I don't want to hear it. He going to hold up the spark plugs with it. Like, I'm supposed to feel sorry. And he done did what he did. And he know I came all the way over there to see him run Dolomite. Man,
I'm sorry. I done told you 100 times I'm sorry. You won't answer my call. I done wrote you a letter. I sent a UPS and you still won't talk to him.
Well, Bobby, hey, I'm going to say this, though, Bobby. And they can say what they want to say about you, Bobby. But after Dolomite whooped your ass and you got back out of them cars, your goddamn pants was sagging like you was a Crip gangbanger. You didn't have no ass. That motherfucker was sagging like you was a Crip, like you were Crippin' or something. Don't look at your ass, clean your ass. And that motherfucker was sagging like you was a Crip gangbanger.
Hey, Miss Tim Joe, let me tell you what happened. See, I got a mirror in my car. When I looked in that mirror, and I saw Dolomite trying to turn around and go back. Hell, he scared me, so I thought he was going to run over my ass, so I think I'm going to get the hell out of the way.
Well, I'm going to tell you a little secret. Don't run.
Hey, you're trying to run on BET and everybody else. Whoa, what in the hell? I'm going to get my ass.
Hey,
Bobby,
you only can talk with your mic open only if you have prestige. Right now, you on barred fucking time. Let Eddie mute his fucking mic.
Damn, bro. You're a nasty.
up out of here. Get him up out of here.
There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go, man. Tell him one more time, bro, man.
This is wild child, one time in your mouth.
Oh, get him up out of here, let me ask. Get him up out of here.
Hey, buddy, until you build your props and your status back up, you got to wait the goddamn line. You just can't be coming over here like you some kind of big guy.
Well, look here. I'm gonna get off the line, but can I say this right quick? I don't know whether Brent Man has time.
Make it goddamn quick, Wild.
Yasser, my grandbaby is running for the Georgia Baptist Association Queen. All proceeds will go to kids for going to college. All proceeds will be used for kids going to college. And she's running. I got two grandbabies. One of my grandbabies ran last year. She won. And so now my other one won't run. So we trying to help her win. So I'm asking the Grudge community to please help me out. We're going to post the route number to the PNC Bank. Also the address to the bank. You can just, you know, we have account number and everything and tell them to follow that account. And also I'll put my address on there. It'll be on NGRA. It'll be on Grudge Inc. And also it'll be on the US 19 website too. So if anybody wanna donate anything, it don't make any difference. A dime, quarter, nickel, dollar, we'll take whatever you give, and we really appreciate it. And like I said, once again, all proceeds will go to some kids to go to college. Thank y'all.
Okay, Bobby, that's beautiful.
I'm in on that.
That's beautiful. I want to ask everybody out there, if you can participate and help Bobby Wildchild out, please do so. And at this time, I also would like to tell you all about my niece is running for prom queen. And she's 6 years old, and she's running for Miss Prom Queen pageant. And I would like you all in the Grudge world and just in America, period, to donate and help her out also. If you want to send some money to my bankers, we're asking that you send no less than $35, because her dress is very expensive, y'all. And I'm going to give y'all my bankers' route numbers and account numbers. My banker one is the Godfather, and I'm going to put it on Grudge Radio. My other banker is Tony Ball Fines. So y'all send
us some money. You're stupid, Dota, right? This is why you're stupid. You're stupid.
And I will be putting the numbers up there now, but for real, I'm just joking, y'all. But if y'all can help Bobby out, please do so. Do it from your heart. And God will bless you. Whatever you do from your heart, let's do it from your heart. And know that prayer changes things. And you never know what kind of crisis or whatever you're going through, how the Lord will test you. So keep that in mind. All right.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
This is Dolomite. Hey, let me tell you something. Everybody, when me and Bobby were racing, they were pointing over there at Bobby, and everybody was betting with Bobby. The only, guess who betted with me? You ain't going to believe. Well, you probably will believe. But guess who betted with me?
Who?
Tony Bynes, Prime Time. And Cowboy and all that. They betted on me. A Cowboy came to me and said, "Say, I'm betting with you, Dolomite. I'm betting with you." I said, "I tell you, you got a good bet." He said, "You ready? You ready?" I said, "I'm ready, man. I'm dead on it." And if you watch the video, look behind the car with Bobby Red Light. Look who was all jumping up. It was Tony, Jamie, and Cowboy. They took all their money.
Hey, hold on, now, lady. Will you find who making that echo and mute their mics, please, lady?
Lady A.
Yes, sir.
Whoever
I'm going
Mike
on,
is doing
I'm
it on mute, would you find it and mute it, please? Lady A.
Yes,
I'm here.
Would you mute the some mics to find out who doing the echo, please? Bring him in.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we want to ask Dolomite to give that money back to Bobby Wildchild because we believe he needed
it. Well, I
so
want
it. Would you give it back to Bobby because he needs it, please?
I wanted to see if, you know, any of the fans wanted to say anything to Dolomite, anybody had it. You know, y'all step up. Don't sit back listening at the show and clog up the phone lines. Y'all go on here one so y'all can go and holler at the champ, the Dolomite. Y'all give him, show him some love. Y'all show the brother some love now. Y'all come on, holler at him. Lady A, what we looking like? We ain't got no hands up?
No, sir.
Okay, well, you know what that means. Good God Almighty, Dolomite. Everybody's scared to talk to you, man. I can't believe it. Dolomite is not going to roll down on y'all. He just won't, you know what I mean? He just want to say, hey, congratulate him or whatever. Y'all can press one. You ain't got to be scared to holler at the Dolomite, the champ, top sportsman champ.
You know what, Brent, I want to say, yeah, we want to congratulate Dola, but I also want to give props out to a guy that I have talked about tremendously, bad and good, but I got to give him his props, and I got to do it in front of the whole world because he deserves it. A gentleman by the name of Butt Naked has really stepped his game up to me now from what I've seen Sunday. So props out to you, Butt Naked, I would love to see you sit that car down and get that car right before I see it again.
Whoa.
I would love to see you sit that car down and go to the track test and tune and get it right before I see you out with it again. You're going to be something to deal with, Blood Nigga, but if you still mess with me, you're going to get an ass whooping.
Well, there we have it.
Well, what do you got to say about Blood Nigga, dog?
Well,
you seen the car?
I've seen it, man. He's very impressive. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
He's very impressive. He has stepped his game up. I have nothing bad to say about them. They want them bad. I really wish he gonna call in and let us know whether he going over to Holly Springs or not, cause them boys really wanted him over there.
No, he's not going. He said he had transmission problems.
Oh yeah, well, they never got it fixed. Okay,
no, he never got it fixed.
Well, I want to give a shout out, you know what I mean? Hold on a minute. I want to give a shout-out to Ground and Pound. Man, listen.
Ooh.
Y'all came. Ground and Pound, y'all came, y'all showed. It didn't work out like you wanted to, but I just want to say, man, thank y'all for coming down and just, you know what I mean, being that type of crew that would get in the rain with somebody. You know what I mean? Hey, Ground and Pound, it is what it is, man. Y'all got much love from the Bread Man one time. I also want to give a nice shout-out to really who was impressive to me, man, was Gargantor. You know what I mean? You remember his dad sat right behind us, boy. His dad was on us all day. Good, what he called himself, the old man. And
the
man,
old
I had,
man.
Yeah, the old man. I had a ball with him, man. And I just want to say they are stand-up crew, man. Gargantor.
Yeah. They are, man. I second that, everything Brent Man said. Ground and Pound, I love to see that little Malibu, that thing, know it will hunt. Can't wait to see y'all in Chicago when we get up there, if the creek don't rise and God keep watching over us. It's going to be beautiful, man.
Yeah.
I also would like to see the number one stunner sit his car down and get it right also.
I think butt niggas' number one stunner will be something to be reckoned with if they sit their butt down and take time and tune and test those cars and get them right before they show up at events. A lot of people will have problems. Do you agree to that, Brett?
I would agree. You got anything else? Because I think we got some callers waiting to get on in here, Joe. I think they're going to go on here and see how long they got to wait. Bring them on in.
Yeah, bring them on in, because we're going to shut this thing down in a few.
Caller 404-2900, your mic is open.
All right, what's up, fellas? I just called to congratulate Dolomite. Tell him keep that thing shining for me.
Who is this?
Nephew. One and only nephew.
I don't know how your slow talking butt, sir. You had me for a loop that time. You took me for a loop, boy. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm good.
Good,
man. What's Dolomite still on?
Oh, yeah,
I muted my mic. I'm on the
road.
I appreciate it. Keep it shining. I'll be coming to get it for you when you're ready.
All right.
Hey, you going to be in Holly Springs tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going out there. I'm going to go watch, though. I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow.
All right.
You want me to bring it where you can look at it a couple more times?
Nah, just bring it next week so I can get it from you.
All right.
Hey, Joe, you coming? You coming out of spring this weekend?
No, I was going to come, but Quick Racing, Rated X Racing, hired me to MC the show and run the shootout in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, so I'm going to be there. Hanging
both
the
days?
With no, not both days. I might come Sunday, but I got a big barbecue to go to. Jarrell, my partner who played for the Kansas City Chiefs, got a big barbecue.
Yeah, I think I met him before. Okay.
Yeah, got a lot of women and people going to be over there and this and that. So
what
you know
going for? What you going to look at? The barbecue, the woman.
I'm going to look at the women, man. I'm a single man. I can look as long as I don't touch.
Hey, Dolomite.
Yeah.
Dolomite, once again, I want to congratulate you on your victory. But you can take that on by the little coach, nephew look at it. Yeah, that's all he's going to do is look at it because he's never going to hold it.
Hey, Bobby, y'all leave him alone. He called in. He's showing his sportsmanship, unlike other folks. Nephew, I want to ask you a couple of questions. Did you hear the first?
Yeah, I'm listening.
What did you feel about the questions on the show? Do you think the shootouts are great for the game? And do you feel like, did you feel offensive if another driver came up to you in a shootout and tried to block in for money? What you call on that?
Well, the first one, I think the shootout's good because it do bring action. Joe, you remember, Macon had a shootout when Cole Killer and the White Boys ran. That's the good in the shootout. What you say, Joe?
Yeah. Hey, man, I didn't say they was good. I said they great.
Yeah, the action to the game, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I think they're good for the game, good for the fans anyway.
Y'all mute your mics, Dolomite and Bobby, over here, please.
I think good for the fans, Brad, man. Good for the fan. Anything good for the fan, good for the sport.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Ain't no doubt.
What'd you feel about that?
I got a question for you now, nephew. Do you think in the shootout that the grudge racers be trying to win, and if they were in a grudge race, just two individuals, yes or no?
Say it again, Joe. Do I think?
Do you think the racers be trying to win, or they just be taking it easy on their car because they in the shootout?
Trying to win. I don't think nobody go in the shootout not trying to win. Was you not trying to win against Same Stack? You damn right.
You already know,
to
don't
win,
you
right?
Go ahead and try to bet. But I'm going to be honest. We had to do
exactly.
Side betting. Stay stagnant and win better quarter.
Right, right, exactly.
I think I bet it you, matter of fact. I think I told you up for 100 or
I
two.
Think you probably did. But one thing about a real racer, when he going up the race, he trying to win regardless, shoot out or grudge.
Thank you, man. Thank you. The reason why that question is debatable, because you'll hear a lot of race talk when they get whooped. Oh, man, that was in a shootout. You know, they use that as a lame excuse.
Yeah, you got to have an excuse when you lose. Everybody got them.
And that's bullshit. Me personally, I think that, if you lose in the shootout, you can really count that as a grudge race. Me personally.
Yeah.
Because I know a true grudge race is going to try. If he can't bet that driver, he going to bet people on the side. You understand
right,
what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's just my opinion now. I'm just giving it to you. What you think, Brett?
Oh, that's so true. I think it's true.
Because I heard the Colt Killer. I don't think the white boys bet in there. Now, I wasn't there, but they said Colt Killer bet everybody
they
pump on the side. Huh?
The white boys bet it, too. White boys bet Colt Killer. Yeah.
Oh, they bet him? Okay. So that was a grudge race, man. That's what we call grudging, bro.
Exactly.
But
the reason
why I had to add that is because I wasn't there. But they told me Cold Killer betted everybody and their mama. Now, you was there. Is that true?
Yeah,
hey, Ray. Yeah, I'm there.
I said, is that true? Was Cold Killer betting everybody and their mama?
Everybody and their mama. He had goddamn pockets on top of pockets full of money.
See, that's what I heard. The same thing, bro.
Yeah.
The same thing. So that's crushing, man.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
We need to see a lot more betting each other when we're in these shootouts.
Right, exactly.
We need to see that, man.
And one more answer before I go. Brett, man, if me and you in a shootout and you ask me to run for a couple of dollars, I'm either going to say yes or no. I ain't nothing to take personal. I ain't nothing to get mad. That's my take on it. That's just my take.
I agree with you, too. I agree with you, too, on that. Most likely, if you're a grudge raiser and you can afford it, you're going to tell them, well, we can do five or stack. Am I right or wrong?
You're right. Exactly. That's right, Joe.
I mean, I have to agree with you. I wouldn't get mad or get asked to because the person asked me to bet some on the side. But, you know, deep down at heart now, I got Breadman and so he really a class racer. He not really no grudge racer, so... You can expect that coming from him now.
Yeah, when you go on grudging, you better leave your feelings at home.
There you go, Bo.
Ain't no telling what you might hear out there, Joe. It is what it is.
You ain't lying, because I done been called everything but a child of God. But, you know, it's all good.
Yeah. Exactly. Just, you know, pick up and keep it moving.
Keep it moving, bro. Keep it moving.
But yeah, I'm going to go on mute. I don't want to take up the show. I'll be on mute if you need it.
Well, thank you. Hey, nephew, thank you for your comments, man. Thank you for having the balls. It takes balls to press one on these shows, man. So thank you for having the balls to press one on the MJ and Breadman show. One time in your mouth. Thank you. Lady A, let's get another one in here.
Call it 478-8870. Your mic is open.
Thank you. How y'all fellas, and how you doing tonight, Lady A?
I'm well. How are you?
All right. Hey, this is Kenny, Mississippi Joe. This Island.
What's
that? Joe. Kenny Rains. Kenny.
You know I know you, Kenny. We stood, me, you, Breadman, and all of us stood right there in Montgomery. We was all in one big coos having a good time. You know
That's
I know
right.
you. I got my eyes on you, Bo.
You ain't got to have your eyes on me. Just watch your car.
Well, you know, see, I'm going to tell you what old man told me one time when I was trying to, you know, scope him out. He told me that, see, young man, let me tell you how you messing up. He said, you watching me. Don't watch me. Watch the moves I make. And boy, That taught me something right there through life. I use that in a lot of scenarios. You hear me?
I hear you.
So I'm watching the moves you make now, Kenny. Don't think I'm not now, Bo.
hear you, man. I just wish we would have. I wish we could have brought the purple, the candy factory over there, man. I mean, everybody said it was pouring down rain in Atlanta. I told the guy, I said, well, the rain is gone out of Montgomery. I mean, Atlanta and Montgomery, you know, 2.5-3 hours away. And so I guess by we had the guy that we had been to 2 or 3 other races and it rained on my eyes, you know how that goes.
Yeah. But man, yeah. I enjoyed it. We had fun. And I can't wait to fellowship with you again, man.
Oh yeah, I enjoy messing with Bobby, man. Bobby's a good guy though, you know, like I said. I really do believe in my heart Bobby's going to get that belt back. He gonna do what it takes to get it back because everybody kicking at him now.
Well, Bobby better put 800-something cubic getting molded in his car because Dolomite was gaining on him. Ain't no way he going to catch Dolomite.
Nah, I think with Bobby's experience, it's just one of them things. The best red light, you know. I guess he just learned from that, then, right?
Let me tell you something, man. Bobby get on all these shows, do all this stuff. And Bobby, my boy, but he look like a plum ass to get up there and really, like I ain't been saying for months, what he going to do to Dolomite? Get up there and blow the fuck up. There's no excuse, man. Ain't no excuse. Bobby needs to go sit his ass down in retirement home and watch the Andy Griffin fucking show.
Well, you know, like I said, I've been around Bobby a lot, and I've been at the track that he raced at, and like I said, I mean, the red light happened to the best of us, you know.
Yeah, it do.
Ain't no doubt. It happened to the best of us.
It do. I'm being hard on Bobby because I know Bobby can take it, and he's a friend of mine, so I know he's not going to get no attitude with me and this and that, you know. What's that now? Hello?
Sound like we...
Brad, did we lose it?
That's what it sounded like. I wanted to ask him a question. He said he went Cooper Performance.
Yeah, he
went
Cooper Performance. You know who I'm talking about, right, Brad? You remember the guy right behind us? Kenny?
Yeah,
mic's still muted. Brad, man, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, this Dolomite. No, I thought my mic was still muted. But, you know... Bobby, it is what it is with Bobby, but I'm telling you, if you watch that video, it'll tell you a whole lot. Before Bobby got to all that lead he had, that was equivalent to a damn break, giving Bobby the break.
That's right.
And before we got to the finish line, right beside him. Now, everybody said that he was blowing up, but quiet as kept, guess what? I did too. I blew pistons. Actually, I can see pictures. I blew pistons too, but I'm just telling you.
You ain't got to tell me.
I wouldn't mind.
Lose again.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't mind racing Bobby again, I'm telling you. If you look at that video, ain't no way in the world a person get that kind of jump and get caught at the damn finish line. That shit don't happen. Not with cars are equal, even.
Hold on a minute. I just got a text.
You the real deal, though.
I just got a text, Joe. Somebody said that Dolomite is right, but if he wouldn't have pulled the chutes at the 594 mark, it would have looked like he just ran past Bobby. He pulled both chutes at the 594. Man.
Yeah, I pulled the chutes before I passed him.
Yeah.
Man, Dola ain't no joke, man. Jeez. Bobby just thought he was.
They're going to find out. But Bobby, your boy, stick with your boy. Just bet with me. Just give me that bet. That's all.
Dog was saying the same thing, that Dolomite was going to train Bobby. He ran back up on Dog said, that goddamn Dolomite is a beast. We might have to put you on Tommy Dog, Dola. What you think about that?
I'm scared of Tommy Dog. I got to watch that damn Tommy Dog. That's a goddamn football. I don't care what the hell he say. The only advantage with him is I want his ass straight off the trailer like me and Bobby did. Now, we did it on a green-ass track after the rain. Nobody went down the left lane. I got stuck in the left lane because I lost the flip of the coin. So I'm in the left lane, and only one car went down that lane. You could ask anybody that day before we raced, only one car went down the left lane. And I took that. I lost the flip. I told Bobby, I said, we might well flip for it because I don't want to get over there unless I lose to a flip. So I lost the flip. I took that side. Bobby took the side. Everybody was going down. And that damn Dolomite was coming on through that mug. That's all I can tell you. You look, watch the video and draw your own conclusion.
Well, Dola, when we going to see some of that good, some of them good videos up on the board, man?
I tell you what, I'm on my way to Holly Springs now because I had to combine a few because it's hard to race and video. You know, I'm trying to put my camera down, but my son, I'm trying to get him to learn it so I can just let him do it while I can race my car because that's what I really want to do. That's what I start doing until I'm breaking up every damn thing. But so I'm going to have next week, I'm going to have video, a lot of good video, man, for everybody to enjoy because that's the way I like to do it. You know what I mean? So y'all bear with me, and we're going to put up y'all some good video of all the races from Macon to Montgomery to Holly Springs, and we'll give you some good stuff to view, y'all.
Will you be putting up links, Dola, so the people that got cell phones can look at them, Dola? Will you be doing that, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm going to make sure I got links so people with cell phones can view it and tablets can view it without having any problem with seeing it. We will do that. We definitely do that. No doubt, Joe.
Well, Dola, I appreciate it, man.
No doubt, my brother.
All right. Lady A, moving right along. Who we got next, Lady A?
Our caller who dropped off earlier, Kenny, your mic is open.
Okay. Hey, I got lost here, Mississippi Joe. I'm at a graduation and it's over with now, and I got disconnected. But like I say, no doubt, Bobby Meade again. Bobby got something for him. I know Bobby.
Well, Kenny, I want to talk about cool performance, man. Y'all guys out there making a lot of noise, and from what I've been hearing, y'all deciding to y'all from this is just rumor. I've been hearing that y'all guys finna start being nationwide a little bit. I heard y'all going to Chicago. Is that true? The business race, July 27th.
Thanks, everybody. Like I said, I had to get with the other guys, you know.
Well, I guarantee if y'all go to that show, y'all will be coming back if y'all live the next year.
Yeah, I would like to take you up on that offer, what you told me about going to Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that.
I'm gonna tell you, man, I saw some promising money that we could have made over there in Montgomery if we'd had one of the cars over there.
Oh, yeah. Ain't no doubt about it, man.
Hey, Kenny, it's Fred, man. I thought y'all had a car over there from Cooper Farm. What about Big Dave?
Yeah, we had 24K over there. Big Low got him on the line, man. Big Low let him, he plays Big Low Gary. Big Low sat there with the, they turned two top buzz on. They sat there for about 5 minutes. I told that guy, man, you need to play do your stuff. Don't worry about what nobody else do. And he sat there a while and got relaxed, and bam, Big Low killed him in the hole.
Well, you know, I don't know what he was thinking trying to start a Big Low. Big Low is a veteran in the game. He done raised some of the best. It's going to be hard to start him, so he might as well concentrate going in the light. Cut the best tree he can. That's my advice to him.
I mean, sure, that's what I say. You do what you do. Don't do what nobody else does. You play the other people's game, that when you lose.
Yeah. Well, I just want all y'all to know Brad Man coming with a Malibu real soon, coming to a theater near you. And he going to whoop the Godfather's ass.
Is it going to be called In Your Mouth?
No. I don't know what Fred's going to call it, but I'm sure it's going to be something.
The In the Mouth Malibu, that's what it's going to be called.
It might be called One Time.
Yeah, one time. Yeah, there you go. Maybe One Time. There you go.
I don't know, but Fred's going to let everybody know. And believe me, he ain't going to be no joke. So y'all, stay tuned. Coming to
a theater
near you.
I might name it Hoagie Bun.
No, man. One time. That'd be better. One time. That's you.
That's your rep.
I hear you. I hear you. I'm gonna put that down. Hey,
Fred's gonna put that in the computer.
Appreciate you calling in, Big Kenny. We look forward to seeing you at the track real soon. Are you coming to Hattiesburg? Is Kenny still on?
No.
He fell off again.
Yeah. Well, Brett, if you got anything else, I'm getting ready to stay now.
That sounds good to me. I want to say, wrapping it up, I want to throw out a couple sponsors that definitely been helping me to get the boot back out there. AA Performance, One Time. Heads Up Composites. Woo, 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 woo. Coming on as a new sponsor. Out of ATL. Larry, what's happening? And I want to say thank you again for everybody who's listening today on the show. I want to ask that y'all continue to support the MJ and Redman show. I want to say thank you to Lady A for being an engineer for us. And Dolomite, the champ. I told you, Dolomite, if you won the race, what I was going to do was look at you, Dolomite. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and say, howdy, howdy, y'all be safe. And I'm going to turn this thing over to Joe.
Man, I'm going to go and shut this thing down tonight. I got a lot going on, super tired. If y'all got any final comments, y'all give them to me next Friday and just do it double, because tonight I'm just going to shut it down and get them off. And I want to tell y'all something before I leave, and y'all need to listen. God is real. Good night, everybody.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeInc.tv. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgeinctv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudgeinc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.